Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom. This is a day that the Most High, Ahayah Ashah, has made for us to be Kodesh, set apart, and to give him all praise that's due him. Kwam Yasharala, rise Israel, rise Israel. I say that with all anticipation and excitement as I see our people are awakening to the truth throughout the four corners of the earth. People are beginning to question for the right reasons and scratch their head and understand that we've been lied to. Surely our fathers, forefathers, some of them have taught us lies and concealed the truth from us. But the Most High, through His Spirit, the Ruach, is moving upon the lost house of Israel, the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes. And we're beginning to search the scriptures and come into the understanding that we are the ones called by his name, his people. Kwam Yasharala, arise. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Welcome to the Israelite Way of Life. I'm Elder V. And this is the day which is signified, spoken of, the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy, keep it Kodesh, keep it set apart. It's my prayer that after a long, successful work week that you are finding the rest in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. You're allowing this to be a time of refreshing, that you, my brother and sister, are keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, the very essence of the people that are called by his name is within you, keeping these commandments and keeping the feasts and the laws and the statutes, for we are the people that he will call upon in that final hour, that will enter into the wilderness, into the kingdom, when we go up under the rod. And many of our brothers and sisters won't make it because of their stubbornness of heart, or I should even say right now, let me relegate it to right now, or their inability to practice the statutes, laws, and commandments. For in them we find life. In them we find hope. In them we find truth. Within these statutes, laws, and commandments, we have to come out of her, Israel. In the Apocrypha, Book of Baruch, the 4th chapter, 1 through 5, it says, "This is the book of the commandments of Ahiah, and the law that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die." Second verse of Baruch, the 4th chapter, says, "Turn thee, O Jacob, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated." That would be empowered, informed, enlightened. That's what these statutes and laws do. This is our culture, black man, Latino man, others scattered in the diaspora through the slave trade, you that are spoken of in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. This is our culture. We no longer have to be a lost people. We no longer have to wonder why. Now we know why. The third verse says, "Give not thine honor to another." I stress this a lot. We are to minister one to another first and foremost. The honor that's been bestowed upon us is for Israel, as we are the example to other nations, for we are the most copied man in all of the world with what we do, because that's what he had set in order. We're awakening. Soon we'll be from up under the curses as we await the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. Third verse goes on to say, "Give not thine honor to another, nor the things that are profitable to thee, a strange nation." Do not give the things that are profitable to a strange nation. The fourth verse, "O Israel, happy are we, for things that are pleasing to Ahiah are made known unto us." And then the fifth verse says, "Be of good cheer. This is the memorial of Israel, Yasharallah." Brothers and sisters, it's important, most importantly, that we don't just speak of the Shabbat and the Sabbath, but we keep it and we understand. Back in September 1st, 1923, and oddly enough, it's in September, where they love to keep these numbers and these dates, but September 1st, 1923, the Catholic record in the Archdiocese, and normally I keep this day for just scriptures. I don't talk about current events and news. We do that throughout the week. This is a day where we would go into the synagogues and hear the reading of the laws, and we're going to get into that, and we're going to exhort one another. But however, I want to give you this information as it pertains to the Shabbat. 1923, the Catholic record stated that Sunday is our mark of authority. They said the church, meaning the Catholic Church, is above the Bible. And this transference of the Sabbath observance is proof of that fact, that we, the Catholic Church, we are above the Bible. Now, with us understanding what we know, we could see why they would say that, because what they transformed or translated to be the Bible was actually a number of scrolls, which was a documentation of our history and our journey through different writers and prophets and scribes that were documenting the pilgrimage of a people. It wasn't a Bible. This is our Hebrew history book. This is our Hebrew history book. But nevertheless, it was in 23 that they made this declaration in their Catholic record that their church is above the Bible, so they don't have to live in it anyway. We know that they worship Satan, the Vatican. We know that they breed homosexuality. We know what they're all about and their mark as they worship the final pope who declares he's the image of Christ here on earth. He's the replacement for Christ. However, they're above the Bible. It was in 321 A.D., that this fact was actually founded originally when they switched from Saturday to Sunday. They switched from the seventh day to the first day. It has the whole world worshiping on Sunday in their pagan temples, 501c3 mandated and aligned up with the government. If you realize 501c3, you'll see that there's a 5 and a 1, which equals 6. And then you have a C3, so you have 6 times a 3, which is your 666. There's nowhere in Scripture that tells us that we have to get the government's okay and a license from them to run a gathering, a worship service, not in our Scriptures. Nowhere in there that says you have to go to some seminary school and receive a license from government in order to teach this word. No. This understanding of this Scripture comes through precepts. Through the breathing upon of the Ruach and understanding of the precepts. And the scripture says in Isaiah, through thy precepts I get understanding. I never did understand someone who was enamored with themselves by saying, I've read the Bible from cover to cover 3 times. Well, that's not how you understand these scriptures, because it's not in a chronological order. It's through precepts, understanding the precepts, line upon line and precept upon precept. Therefore, the scripture is confirmed in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, where we see how the Ruach has spoken the same thing through many of his prophets or disciples throughout the years. And it's confirmed, and it's able to help us interpret these scriptures through the precepts, not from reading it from cover to cover as if it's a novel or some biographical work. No, that's not what this is. And the reason we have to do that, we were given that, is because he knew that man would try and change our history book, change the language of it, put it in Greek when it was written in Hebrew, transliterate it wrong, take words out, over 80,000 words removed from the original text, especially in the NIV, which is has been transliterated by those that worship Satan and homosexuals and those that don't even believe in Yeshua HaMashiach. Those that have figured out that this book was given to us and that we are not the Gentiles, but we are the people of the Most High. We are the Israelites, and they know this, which is why they mock us in their shrine temples, in their Mason temples, and with their other secret societies, because they have the information and know that we were the ones created in his image and we are the saints of the Most High. That have been placed in the earth to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. They understand this. We know in 70 AD we had Constantine that blended the disciples' form of Christianity, which was the following of the Hebrew scriptures and keeping of the commandments and going to the synagogue on the Shabbat, blended it with pagan worship, worship of Bacchus, and pagan festivals in order to please the people. So there was a synergistic and synthesis, a duality of worships put together throughout the years. And it was a struggle for years until the Catholic Church, with their Roman invasions and their crusades and killing of so-called Christians and forcing of religions upon different nations. And then that's when your Khazarians said, well, we don't want to be Christians and we will not follow Islam. So we're going to create our own thing, Judaism, where we steal the worship of a people as we steal their culture and their heritage and their religion. And then they created Judaism and the Tetragrammaton and began to speak Yiddish, which was a ripoff of the Hebrew language, and then began to intermingle that with the Kabbalah and the Talmud, which Kabbalah is all witchcraft. And the Talmud states that Christ is buried in hell in excrement up to his head. How much more blasphemous can you get? We are the people. There's only one Holocaust, and that is the one of the trans African slave trade, where over 100 million of our people were destroyed, 70 million North American Indians. So that's why we say Quam Yasharela. Let's look at Acts, the 13th chapter, 14 through 15. Share something with you about the Shabbat, the seventh day, because this is the day where we want people who know or people who don't know that this is the day to worship, not Sunday. First day, you want to fellowship with your people, break bread, do something for your fellow man, as the book of Baruch told us. That's what we do on the first day. Go enjoy your life in your park. But on this day, it's Kodesh. You have to keep it holy, sanctified, set apart. Don't use your own words. Not to be sitting up on the phone, gossiping, calling. Not to be going to the markets and exchanging money with other nations, helping them to profit off of us as they are doing. As we understand through Psalms 83, the nations have conspired, consulted against us to make us no more. These other nations come over here from overseas and set up businesses and shops to profit off of us, because we are the most spending consumers in the earth. We don't make any money, but we spend all our money trying to get back to our prominence, because something inside of us is resonating, telling us that we are royalty. So we try and show that on the outside, not knowing it begins from the inside by transforming your life. Which is why we got to keep preaching this truth and prophesying in the wind. That you seek through external means really is inside you, because the Ruach through Ahayah has breathed into you and separated you as a people, and it's time to come back to who you are, the knowledge of the fact that we are the children of Israel. Then you won't seek all of man's vain riches and material things to put upon you to give a sign and an image. The sign is already on you that you are his people. Now stand up in righteousness and sanctify yourself and call upon his name and come out from amongst her in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Acts the 13th chapter and the 14th verse says, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Shabbat and sat down. On the Sabbath day is when they went to the synagogues and just sat down. And they would hear the reading of the laws. But more importantly, after hearing the reading of the laws, listen to verse 15. It says, and after the reading of the law and the prophets. It's funny to me how these Christian churches and pastors will call the book of the prophets, they will say these are minor prophets. Another trick of the theologians and the Catholic Church to get us to not look at what they call the Old Testament and think this was just a bunch of babble that only pertained to that time. Everything that the prophets spoke of, such as Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet, and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Obadiah, it pertains to right now, but you have to be able to understand those scriptures. Some of those books speak more into what is transferring now than the book of Revelations, but they tie into one another. And so this is why they would listen to the laws and the commandments and the prophets. And more importantly, they took the time out to encourage each other and exhort one another and to exhort one another and to encourage each other. Because we got a lot of brothers and sisters waking up into the truth and not keeping the commandments or trying to come into the knowledge of at least the 10. As you learn, the 613 are over 613 to transform your life. I wish you would understand that. I taught once before in a lesson that these commandments keep a hedge around you, safety, protection, and a mark. As they used to tell you in the Christian church, oh, the blood and rebuke it and all that. No. It's not about that, especially when you're living in sin and pagan worship and calling on a Greek name. That doesn't mean anything. What happens is in your practicing of the laws is when you began to walk into the blessing aspect of Deuteronomy 28. It's clear in Deuteronomy 28. If you will keep my laws and commandments, these blessings will come upon you. But if you don't, all of these curses shall come upon you. Now, we're underneath the curses because our forefathers could not keep the commandments and laws. But as you wake up, it's time to come back into them. And you will begin to incur certain aspects of those blessings within your life once again. Let me make it simple. People know now how bad pork is for you because it's loaded with parasites, causes worms in your brains, and raises the blood pressure of indigenous people and black people. That's why we've always had high blood pressure. And then the medicine that's been created that they give us has a synergistic value along with the pork and everything else that causes other sickness and side effects within you. Because why? You were not created to eat the natural garbage disposer of the earth. Because that's just what it was for, because that pig eats anything and everything that's on this earth in order to clean it. Now, let me see you go clean out your garbage disposal in your sink, in your kitchen, and eat all of that that's in there. That's sick. That's putrid. That's disgusting. So I make that point to say that as we wake up and we listen, we learn and we do the research, we find out that the Most High was looking out for us and our health and our well-being by showing us what was clean, what was unclean. But now we live in such a multicultural society, we want to do what the heathens do, which Scripture tells us surely brings about death for us. Let's come up from under the curses. Let's not continue to be in astonishment and in awe. Rise, Israel. That's what we have to do. It's time for us to rise up and make these things known. Let me read something else in the book of Acts as it pertains to the Sabbath. Let's look at Acts 13 and 27. 13 and 27 says, "For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him." Let's look at Acts 15 and 2. Acts 15 and 2 says, "When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation," 15 and 21, Acts 15 and 21, "For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day." And this is what transpired every Sabbath day. So before I get into this lesson as it pertains to the laws that we're going to get into, I just wanted to give some credence and some understanding to the fact that the Sabbath day, the keeping of the Shabbat, is important, as well as the commandments and laws, and that in what they call the New Testament, where they say it's all done away with, every Sabbath they went to remind themselves of the grace and mercy. And grace is spoken of in what they call the Old Testament all throughout Psalms. Grace is not something new because Christ died on the cross. You'll find grace throughout the so-called Old Testament. But because of the grace and mercy, they continued in the laws because they were amazed by the laws that they read, because it's so much to what they would understand. The understanding that comes from these laws, the people would begin to see that this is our culture. This is how we're supposed to live. This is what makes us the people of Ahia. This is what does it. This is why Christ came to save us, the lost house of Israel. This is why he died and rose. This is why he ascended. And we watched him, over 500 people watched him ascend into the clouds when he promised them, "I'll come back just the way I'm leaving." So they continued in the things that he walked in. This stuff that this Catholic Church and these Christian churches have created, that everybody's walking in on Sunday, is not what he left for us or how we walked, as you can see in the book of Acts. So now we come together over the airwaves, over the internet while we can. And some of you have places to come together on the Shabbat and Sabbath within your areas as your brothers and sisters are waking up. But let's remember, it's not about a man, a leader, a camp, but remembering these laws and conforming to them and becoming them. We'll be right back with the lesson. I'm going to go into a lesson, and then I got something at the end that I want to encourage you with from the book of Job, which is very important, that the Most High revealed unto me that, which is why your rest is being taken from you and your anxieties on the increase, and which is why Satan desires to rob you of your sleep and your rest and your peace of mind. It's not going to come through drugs or being intoxicated, but there's things that he's sealing in the heart of his people. So right back on the other side of this, I'll be right back with you. Truly it is the Wada Abba. Welcome back to the Israelite Way of Life here on the Shabbat. And I hope that you are increased and blessed. It's a beautiful song by the young lady, but that is the Lord's Prayer, the Most High's Prayer. And that's the way that our brother HaMashiach Christ told us to pray. Our Abba, which art in Shemayim, Kodesh be thy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on the earth as it is in Shemayim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into some of the different laws and things that are out there. And we've established some principles as it pertains to the Shabbat and Sabbath. We don't like to go into current events and different things like that on the Shabbat, but we understand that there's a lot of people, a lot of different things that are transpiring out there in the land of media where, let me say this, I'll just get straight to the point. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us can prosper. We know we have a lot of infiltrators and spies out there on the radio, Block Talk radios, Facebook, YouTube, because of the fear of the fact that they're waking, we're waking up. But what I like more than anything is that they've known what we haven't known because we've been in a slumber for so long, and now they know that we know. And now they know that what they tried to present to us in the way of a black president, that's not even working anymore. The Most High is waking up the children of Israel at a rapid pace. And everything around you is Bible prophecy being fulfilled throughout the scriptures. My job on today is to be a preacher and to be a teacher. We just covered in Acts that the preachers would preach after the laws were read. And the laws were read, simply. Nobody need to teach or over-explain. The people overstood because it was self-explanatory. I did a show, maybe not too many people understood, on a Shabbat, or I should say a lesson, where Most High made it clear that he did not speak to Moses in riddles or in puzzles or in dark speeches. Put it out to him direct and straight the way he wanted the children of Israel to hear this truth and for the peace to come out. And that's the way it had to be done. Deuteronomy 13th chapter 6 and 11. Let me expound upon this real quick. It said, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son or thy daughter, or thy wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are round about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. This is a pretty powerful law that was given to the children of Israel some time ago. And let me be clear. No, we are not allowed to kill or stone, but we have grace and mercy anymore, and those things are against the law. If we had to do those things now, we'd be imprisoned, jailed, and on the run. However, what we're doing is making this of importance as it pertains to now. The Most High was giving us warning about how serious we were to treat those that encouraged us and enticed us to serve other gods and other religions. This is all around us in so many fashions when your friends try to get you to follow the ways of the heathens or to call you up out of the truth and come back into celebrating Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, or taking yoga classes in which every position is a worship to a fallen angel, a false god, and is a Hindu practice, or encouraging you to get involved into the Kabbalah, or worshiping of hip-hop or African gods, This is so prevalent around us, and this is how serious it was. The Most High said you were to cut it off instantly and not let them entice you because it's done in secret. And we were to immediately deal with that person at the very point of them pulling you away from your belief system. Israel, at the very moment someone encourages you to walk away from this truth, you're not to even play with them or play with those words and let them know that for a higher you live and for a higher you will stand, which is why you must discern properly anything and everything in this earth that people are trying to encourage you to participate in that may be an offense or contrary to our beliefs, our laws, our culture, these commandments, these scriptures, the doctrine of the truth. Because scripture told us to come out from amongst her, my people. Come out of her. Come out of her. Eventually, we may have to leave this land. But in the meantime, you need to remove yourself spiritually from all of the practices and begin to keep everything that's necessary in order to separate yourself so that you will not be a partaker of her sins. We don't drink the things they drink, party the way they party, celebrate the way they celebrate, go to their festivals, dress like they dress, because this is trending. There's a such thing as trending where Satan is encouraging people to all go in a certain direction and pattern, which brings about negative and demonic and satanic influence and takes them down a path that's not conducive to your success in these scriptures and the Most High. He's subtle. Satan is very subtle, as we saw in the Garden of Eden. And this is what we have to look out for. So Deuteronomy 13, 6 through 11 brings out the importance, let me reiterate, of the fact that let no one secretly entice you to do something that they will make you think that it's innocent and it actually separates you from the Most High. Keep the feast. Don't compromise. Keep the commandments. For what you do in secret is your true, true character. And know that the Most High is watching, and He will reward you accordingly. We have to be mindful of the fact of who we are. Be right back.
Bamboozled. So why you fighting for a nation that used you? Cause when they made the Constitution, didn't include you. And black and white fountains, Jim Crow to exclude you. The William Lynch letters laid the plan to abuse you. 300 years later, and this plan still proves true. Had a chance to pay some reparations, they refused to. Had to slave a certain group of people, and they knew who. The same ones enslaved by Egypt, the Hebrews. And we are not African Americans, we Hebrews. And I ain't speaking out of my neck, I'm speaking out of the text. And paying homage to my people out of respect. Cause we are people that's been robbed and spoiled. I need to sell us out for money, fame, jewelry, cars, plus a pot of gold. And when my people barely making it, they pockets swole. Let's get these lame duck leaders out the door. This is for all my people who've been lied to. Strip naked, plain and play for riding. Drop off the visual yield survival. It's our time now, it's on arrival. This is for all my people who've been lied to.
Rise, the crying and raining. Her voices of angels are fainting, cause evil is strengthened. What are the words of her prophets? They speak without saying. She labors to be rich, but gets short of nothing for payment. Her body's been stripped of her beautiful jewelry and raiment. Her skin complexion's blood red with white and blue painted. She'll only open up her legs for Benjamin Franklin while getting pop culture head from black entertainment. And for what? A whole panel of niggas complaining about hip hop, censors, and social campaigning. Y'all full of shit. You probably need some body training, cause we're the lost tribe of Israel stolen from Canaan. Through exaggerated kind and racial arrangement, fetters and chains, birth pains and public hanging. Like it or not, America's gotten pregnant with ancient prophecy and the waters are finally breaking. This is for all my people who've been lied to, stripped naked, slain and slaved for rival.
Dogmatic indoctrinations ruling ecclesiastical gathers by imagination. They don't know y'all, but yet they claim they having conversation. Afraid of the real truth, so they contemplating, conspiring with one another, secret conversations, changing the Sabbaths and the laws and bringing condemnation. They celebrating abominations, so they homage pagans, and no respectful instructions is what they demonstrating. And y'all patiently waiting, making a fistful of nations. I drive now our salvation, Israel will become a nation, then the nation will serve the same people they hate and the same people they kidnapped and enslaved. Young and old, they treated us all the same.
All the same.
The word says that they hated us for his name.
For his name.
They ain't accepting me, came in his father's name.
Father's name.
It's all good because he's still Yeshua the King.
This is for all my people who've been lied to. Stripped naked, slain and slaved from rival. Drop spoke of Israel's survival. It's our time now. It's on the rival. This is for all my people who've been lied to.
Shabbat Shalom. This is Elder V. This is the day that the Most High has made. On Sabbath, rest of peace. Let me encourage you, Israel, real quick. If you're not getting your sleep at night, I want you to look at Yirmiyah, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. Jeremiah 33, 15 through 18. We just got through covering the Shabbat. Second phase, we moved into some of the laws. Didn't want to do too many precepts on that because basically it speaks for itself as it pertains to not being secretly enticed to worship other gods. I want you to know that Christianity is one of them. Whenever you come into the knowledge of this truth and you go back into Christianity, it's like a dog returning into his own vomit. And you begin to go back into these pagan practices, these holidays where they worship these fallen gods. Catholic Church is worshiping the fallen angels, the fallen gods, spoken of in Enoch, and so are these Christian churches. And it is the worship of wood and stone that was talked about in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the wood being the cross that they worship. And you see people still walking around with a cross on their neck with Christ still on the cross. That's why they have Christ's Mass. They celebrate the massacre of Christ. And then you have the people that go to Mecca, Islam, which is the worship of the moon goddess and Allah. These pagan false worships are all over the earth, worshiping the fallen angels that are trapped underneath the ground. There's only one God, Yah, Hero Israel, the Lord our God is one, the one true God. And we don't even relegate him to a God because these other people use God and say small g. No. God that we serve is a higher, which is I am that I am, which means anything you can fathom that he is, for he's all of existence and creation and everything that you can even try and understand. I talked about earlier the fact that this whole culture is filled with anxiety, lack of peace, lack of rest, lack of sleep, and your sleep is being stolen from you. And I'm explaining to you in a way that can make it no more clear than this. And I said Jeremiah, but I meant to say Job. I want you to go to the book of Job. We're going to finish out with this. Job 33:15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. The Most High is saying, it's that night when you are at your deepest point of sleep, in your slumberings upon your bed, it is then that he openeth up your ears and sealeth your instruction. Those that are called his people, Israel. This is why it's important to be refreshed and to find that rest where the Most High can deal with you. Listen to verse 16. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose. And when he said purpose in this sense, he mean withdraw man from his work, because we have a tendency to create our own work, which we do throughout the 6 days. But he has to pull us back from time to time and remember that we are here and only what we do for Christ will last. And what our ultimate purpose is for the kingdom. He says, 17, I will withdraw man from his purpose or work and hide pride from men, because we get lifted up in our accomplishments and our achievements and what we do, and we allow ourselves to become what we do, allow people to refer to us as that. This is why people every day ask, what do you do? What do you do? Because that's how they will look at you and say, this is what you are, when actually you're a child of the Most High who's been put here for his purpose to worship the Most High. We've gotten caught up into Babylon's system. Their doctrine, their language, their culture, and their way, which is why he's saying, come out from amongst her. Now, we do have to live, survive, and he told us to occupy until he comes, but that is not who you are. Who you are a child of the Most High that's been put here to represent him, an ambassador on the earth, a pilgrim. 18, he keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. Job is depicting of what's happening is how what's clear that takes place in the night throughout that time of sleep and slumber, where you're actually being pulled away from for sure destruction of your soul. Sometimes in your bed you may toss and turn at night and see some of the worst things in your sleep and your dreams. And the Most High is dealing with you, wrestling with you, wrestling with your flesh. Are those things that you've taken on, are those spirits that are trying to consume you or entrap you? But know that he's instructing you and sealing you. Let's look at some of the precepts real quick. Job 4:12-13. Job 4:12. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. That's Job 4:12-13. Let's look at Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. Just give you some of the precepts of this verse. Jeremiah 23:25 says, I have heard what the prophet said, and prophesied lies in my name. I want to come back to that. First, before I go to that, let's go to Hebrews 4:9. Hebrews 4:9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of Ahiah. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of Ahiah. Let's look at Numbers 12:6. Numbers 12:6, and he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. So this is how the Most High would speak to his prophets in visions and in dreams, and make himself known. And Job is telling us that at night, when you rest and you're in a deep slumber, he putteth instruction inside you and sealeth it up, which is why you can wake up resolved. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and there's a rest for his people. If you give it to him and have faith and give it to him in the evening, this is why some of you are tossing and turning in the night, because you don't want to receive the instruction that the Most High is giving you, or something doesn't want to let you go. There's things that he's pulling out of your life that can lead to sure destruction. And to his prophets, he speaks the same way. So remember Job 33, 15 and 18, when thou layest down to rest, to know he seals instructions in you to pull you from your own pride. And that pride comes about as far as you getting too consumed with the affairs of this life and this world and beginning to think that you are a part of everything that that you encounter or that you think that consumes you, describes you, and puts out there who you are. It lifts you up in pride when you think those are your achievements and forget your ultimate purpose of being here and representing the Most High. Now, the reason I was getting ready to go into Jeremiah 23 and 25 is because we know that that speaks of many who lie about dreams and will try and exploit this as they do in your so-called Christian churches. 23 and 25, I have heard what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesied lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. This is what we see with the false prophets today. You tell an evangelist all on TBN saying, I have dreamed. Yea, yea, the Lord says unto me, calling upon Baal. 27, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name, for Baal. Baal is Lord with Satan. We have forgotten the true name of the Most High. And the people telling people that the Lord thy God said unto me, he showed me, this is what I saw in a dream, and these are lying false prophets. He'll speak to you in your own dream. And he does reveal himself to prophets, but the prophets have spoken. And it's in the scriptures, it's in the word. No one can tell you something that is contrary to this word or what the prophets have already spoken for us as a people. If you go to seeking about your own personal life as if you're going to consult with palm reader, card reader, crystal ball gazer. Why do you seek to know about your own life when your life is in his hands and he's already said, I know the plans I have for you to do you good all your days if you keep his commandments and his laws and statutes. This is what got Saul, King Saul, in trouble for trying to go and see a witch to tell him what was going to happen as he was being intimidated by David, knowing that witch was to come because of his sins. We don't seek out these things. We seek the Most High, and we seek first his kingdom, and all his righteousness shall be added into us. He said, delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. But at the same time, he transforms your mind and your heart, because the scriptures, you're washed and sanctified through this word to where all of your desires begin to change, and you don't seek and lust after the things of this world. And that's what transcribes you. So the prophets, let me continue this in Jeremiah. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Most High? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Most High, as like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So pretty much the word is like a hammer that breaks everything in pieces, and it's like a fire. Jeremiah said it's like fire. Shut up in my bones. And when it's shut up inside your bones, it's a consuming fire that consumes everything that's not like him. And his word is a hammer that destroys and breaks in pieces. The word that you seek from the false prophets is to soothe you and to give you false hope and to make you think everything is all right. It will not be all right until you come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments of him. Kill your flesh. Crucify your flesh, your wants and your desires, and seek him and delight yourself in him. Israel, I want you to be encouraged today. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat, your Sabbath. I'm Elder V. This is our culture. It's our Hebrew history book, and we keep it. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, for truth is a journey, not a destination. Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Thank you.
Thank you. the blackness. Keep on.